This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Do you know that song, Callum? Thank you very much for your Christmas present. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much.
I've never heard that before in my life.
I don't know if I made it up in my head as a child and it stuck with me or if I heard it from somewhere legitimate.
Sounds like something for the show.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your Christmas present. Thank you very much.
It's like it is something that you could Google and you'd find it. But
don't.
No.
This is a recording on the podcast, by the way. Yeah. So
hi, everybody.
You know our secrets.
When we were talking yesterday, I was chatting to Linda last night.
Yeah.
The missus. When were you slagging me about being a terrible passenger princess and being a backseat driver? Was that in the pod intro or was that in the show?
It was in the show.
Ah, I couldn't remember if it was in...
Do you know when that was? That was 20 past eight yesterday. I remember
was
it well. Yeah.
Yeah,
or maybe it was coming into... It was on the pod. I put it in the pod anyway. Although I did do more pod than I usually do yesterday, so I'm getting confused with my times. It was around and I was slagging my friend Niall. Being like,
yes.
He couldn't ride it. And Fodder was like, he couldn't drive a nail.
Yes, that was very good. The way that you're looking at me right now, just the way that you're sat, you look naked.
Oh God, that's worrying.
Because your hair is covering your straps and I all I can see is skin.
Wow. Well, that needs to be sorted out. For someone who's a cold creature, I'm warm in here today. Like this, I never, ever have my arms out.
Were you warm upstairs as well?
I was perfectly calm. I was
21.
Yeah, it was nice. Like, what's going on?
Dave's gone to the toilet, by the way. He is here.
Yeah.
We're just filling for time.
That's okay.
Are you looking forward to Pitbull tonight?
I am. Massively. And you know what's funny? You know when the tiredness hits you and you go, maybe I shouldn't go?
Mm.
Well, I'll never not go. Because I went to Mumford & Sons with that attitude the other night and had one of the best nights of my life. Like, me and Jack were so hyper and we weren't even drunk. Like, we'd like two drinks each.
What time?
That we did spins, you know, when you hold hands in circles. We had such a great time.
What time would you get back home from those? Like, if you were to dart out of... Because I see bottlenecks at Marley Park because you don't have many exits to go through.
Oh, yeah. Like, we left Mumford & Sons... Like when the fireworks were going off, we were already walking out.
Okay.
And it was just like, it's a slow walk, but it's not bottleneck.
Yeah.
And we were home, sure. It's only 9-8 minute walk from the gates. It's
what
fine.
I loved about Saturday's gig, I went to take that on Saturday in the Aviva. And we had seats.
How was it getting out of the Aviva?
It was grand because I was staying at Linda's. So we just walked back to hers. It was an hour's walk. We actually went to Ranelagh at midnight and went to Wildburger.
That's class.
Yeah, because we were all ravenous. And I haven't had Wildburger in years.
We're just saying,
I haven't
sorry,
had Wildburger in a long time.
Callum was saying that he walked back from the Aviva to Rathmines the other night and it was lovely. He did it in an hour.
From the Aviva to Rathmines, yeah, perfect. Yeah, just along the canal.
Yeah,
so really
it's actually
nice.
We didn't go along the canal. We went through
Ringsend.
Yeah, and then we ended up in at the Ranelagh Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
And there was Wildburger. And Wildburger at the weekend stays open
like Donnybrook, like
2 a.m. Yeah.
Such a nice walk. That's really romantic.
And we
that?
Walked there as well. We had Drink Responsibly, some of them buzz balls.
Yeah, I had one my first one the other day.
They're so good.
Are they good, yeah?
No, I didn't really like it. What did you, what colour did you
I
have?
I had the blue one.
I had the red one.
Linda
saw Lucy's story on Lucy's...
Our friend we work with.
Yeah, Callum texted her and she was just like... Sorry, I should have reset. I realised I started talking, now I have to reset that whole thing. But basically, our friend Lucy loves a buzz ball and Callum texts her and he was like, I had a buzz ball and she's put it up in her story and she was just like, love the way people are texting me when they have their first buzz
How
ball.
How much is a buzz ball, lad?
It's about £4.
Fuck really? Off, is it?
Yeah.
That's unreal. You get a full glass out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but what I did wow, is...
do you know it's women made?
Yay,
yes.
Oh, buzz balls. It should be called buzz... Flaps.
Oh. I didn't think that was going to be as good as it was. I kind of cringed before she started and I was like, that's actually
no,
really good.
The word flaps. But there's a Circle
Buzz
K.
Tits.
There's a Circle K near the Garda station in Rathmines and they have the frozen Fanta machines.
Yes.
So we got a frozen Fanta. I had a blue one. She had a red one and we tipped the buzz balls in.
I love
and then
that,
we walked
Callum.
To, the Aviva.
That is genius.
And we're doing that again this Saturday for Dermot.
That's brilliant, man.
I'm proud of you. We just had a meeting and Dave had one of the best ideas we've had in ages on the show. Proud of you for that. I'm proud of me for buzz flaps.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
Well done, everybody.
Well, have a lovely day.
I just spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on spin.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back, Dave.
Hello, good morning. Thank
How
you
are
very much.
We?
Yeah, good, good, good. How are you?
I'm good. Lads, it's going to be absolutely unbelievable today. I just took off my jacket.
This has been an unbelievable summer so far, and it's only the 7th of July.
Yeah, and it's like this for the...
Also, side note, that means that this milk I'm drinking is 4 days out of date. So that's not fun.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, but I just wasn't bothered to fill up the kettle again and then boil it again and then put it... So I'm drinking moldy milk.
That's very brave of you.
I'm back, baby.
I didn't think you'd be able to
That's
do
how lazy
that.
I am.
yeah, the outlook's looking amazing for
it
the next
is
like,
horrible.
10 days or so. 25 degrees, I think, at some point today. Come here, my mom was staying last night and we were chatting, so nice. I missed Love Island.
Oh.
But I'm right in saying, even though it was reported, nobody left last night.
No one left last night,
okay,
no.
Okay, there was talks yesterday
was
afternoon. All two were going to go tonight, but that didn't happen.
Oh, I wonder,
good.
Was that just like happening... while it's being filmed, like maybe we'll see it tonight or something like that.
Maybe.
No, it was just kind of the backlash of Jasmine and Cavan and Charlene and stuff like that. That was the main thing, and Simba and Angelista as well. But
Jasmine's getting some airtime, man.
She
and
really is.
Like,
I
and she's
loved
doing
her.
It on purpose.
I absolutely loved her up yeah. until Casa, and then I was just like, oh, do you know what? She's gone off me. I'm gone yeah. off her. Completely.
It's just very calculated what's going on from
I
her
think
side.
It's so
I think.
Performative, yeah.
It's so, and it just
and
seems
I,
like
we I don't know if that's a popular thing to say, but I just don't like her.
No, I think a lot of people are kind of realizing that now. And the way Priya's been treated over the last few days really breaks my heart.
I'm not the biggest fan of Priya at all either, but I do think
two
she's
things
had,
can be true.
Yes,
you can
exactly.
say I'm not
she's
the biggest
had,
fan,
and
she's been
she's had a very tough time of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
and I think
Mika
as well,
was
like,
pretending to be the nicest person in the world.
I know, I've totally gone off her as well. What's going on? This always happens in Love Island. You go from A to B and then B back to A.
This
constantly.
Is why I think I said this to Pippi last night. I said this show should not be called Love Island, it should be called Love Hate. Because
yeah.
for the entire you either love them and then you hate them and then you love them again.
Yeah.
Watch it happen. Lorenzo will become a villain for at least a week.
Yeah.
And people will start to hate him. It'll happen. I don't know why, but it just does. I think they just edit things differently.
I know I'm going to watch it today and get really frustrated if this doesn't happen. So just tell me so I can prepare myself mentally. I presume Priya won't get like a fair apology or anything in the episode.
She does and she doesn't. Like, she's still upset about it and
okay.
all. But they do say sorry to her.
Okay, good. Good. It's the least she deserves,
yeah,
eh?
Exactly.
It is 7:12 now, and tonight will be the final night of the Marley Park gigs for 2026.
Is
Boo!
It? Is tonight last night?
Yeah, the final night tonight, and they're going out with a bang. Mr. 305, Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to that. That's going to be a good crack.
You're going to Pitbull's night?
Yeah, I am.
So am I.
I'm only
wait.
Going because like all my housemates want to go, so I was like, okay.
Are you doing the ball cap?
No, thank God.
Okay, okay. Well, look, if you too want to get yourself to Pitbull tonight... ball cap or not, we're giving you the chance to win tickets all across the show this morning, every single hour. So stick with us. Your first chance to win in about 10 minutes' time.
Pretty cool.
Now, I promised you I'd do something for you, Dave, and then it was a disaster because I was sick on Friday. You were off yesterday,
you
so we're coming
do
back
for me?
To this today. Yeah. Last Thursday on the show, we got to chatting about the band Fun.
Oh, yes.
Because we were talking about their song We Are Young, and we kind of made the point of saying, you're kind of putting yourself under a bit of pressure by calling your band name Fun because it makes you feel like every song you release
has to be fun.
Has to be fun. And Dave on the show when we were chatting about this said this.
Show meeting live on air, do that, that's fun. Bands that make a statement with their name.
Yeah, yeah. And did they actually live up to it every time? This was a lot more work than I thought it was going to be.
Well, we talked about one just before that. We
Which
talked
was?
About Fun and then we talked about...
Belters Only.
Belters Only.
And we said that's quite the statement.
It
that
is.
They said we will only release Belters. And it's fair to say that Belters Only, as far as I'm aware, have never released a ballad. So I think so far so good. They're,
okay.
they're ticking that box. However...
Can a ballad can be a belter?
I suppose it can be. You're
you know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, that's open to interpretation.
What's the one, the Kiki D one? What's that one? Do you know the Kiki D song? The very famous Elton John Kiki D song?
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
That's a ballad, isn't it?
Don't go breaking my heart. Don't go breaking
and
my heart.
And a belter.
It is a belter. Well, look, my point is I had to do a lot of listening to Fun songs to make the point of are all of their songs fun. So this was quite the assignment for me.
Uh-huh.
We know the one that definitely is fun.
That is fun.
It's a lot of fun, that song. The one and only time I ever DJed when I thought years ago, hey, maybe I could do DJing, was in an 18s event, just like, you know, Leaving Cert-esque.
Yeah.
And they all wanted that song because it was like graduation vibes.
Oh my God.
It was like, you know, we are young
oh,
tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I did find a sad, fun song, but the thing about it is, I think they make the sadness kind of fun.
Okay,
see
go
what
on.
I mean? Listen to this. So just take
know that I will never leave your side.
Like, I think the la-la-la.
I love it so much.
God, isn't it?
Honestly, that person, whoever he is, should get into, like, voice acting. Because he does not have a normal voice.
No, he doesn't. It's cool, isn't
it's
it?
It's so interesting.
So I think we can give a tick for fun. That they say that their name is fun.
Fair
and their songs are kind of fun. Now, this is where I hit an instant stumbling block.
Okay, Belcher's only done, fun, done, we're done.
What else is there? Who else has a name that kind of alludes to the type of music they'll release? Eagles?
I feel like I'm flying. Give me your thought process here.
There's just no eagles anywhere.
Oh, for God's sake.
No.
No, no. And he was looking out, Dave. I was looking out close for you. I was trying to do this. You wanted me to do it, and I did it. Somber.
Yes, that's good. Not, that's a good one.
Yeah, not all songs are somber.
That's fun.
That's
fun. Bit of crack. It's upbeat. And this is where I kind of said, you know what? I've put this work into this bit for the show. I'm doing it. I've listened to so much bloody fun at this point. This is making the air. But I'm going out on this because there's no sound of trains in any train songs. And from here on out, I will not be taking your advice for show stuff anymore, yeah, because that was really hard.
That's absolutely fair enough. My bad on that part. That was my bad. Hey, you might be thinking, Dave's back. That's good. He doesn't sound himself, though. No, that's because I had the heaviest weekend ever. Okay? And everyone needs to allow me to come back and take at least 4 business days to come back after that weekend.
You did just strike me with a bit of a sad disposition this morning.
Go on.
From the second I saw you in the car park, I was like, he's down.
I'm not down. I'm actually feeling good. I'm just a little bit like...
forlorn?
Down. I just feel like everything fun that I was looking forward to now
it's
is over.
Over. Yeah,
and,
I know.
And I'm fat again, which is great. And I have to get back into this
fitness
calorie
crap.
Deficit fitness crap. I haven't been to the gym in like a week because I was getting ready for this weekend.
We were laughing yesterday morning, obviously, because Friday on the show you were doing the whole like, or Thursday last week in the show, basically at one point I know you did the like, what do I bin off about my weekend?
Yeah.
There's too much going on. And then Courtney was like, YOLO, who listens to
we
the show.
We got a voice note from Courtney and she was like, do it all YOLO.
We played it yesterday morning, so we're like, in case you're wondering, yeah, Padraig's in. Dave actually took Courtney's advice and took Monday off.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm now one less annual leave days because of you, and it was so worth it.
Andy's so depressed.
I am, yeah. I just kind of can't believe I'm back. I'm very happy to be back. I'm lucky that this is my job, but I'm also like...
It's like post-holiday blues, isn't it?
It really
it's like,
is.
I've got nothing fun to look forward
nothing
to
nothing fun
now.
To look forward to now at all. And I just know I have to lock in. Even though, to be fair, I do have Pitbull tonight, which will be fun. But I was like, I'm driving. I'll do it all. And yeah. They were like, really? And I was like, I'm doing it. Don't worry. I'll do all that.
Are you actually going to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Park at mine then.
Yeah, yeah, fair. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yeah, heavy weekend, but very, very fun weekend. Did, like, each thing I said I was going to do, I went and did.
So let me see if I got it right. There was pizza that you had vouchers for with the housemates Friday and drinks. Saturday
we had
was...
a 100 euro voucher. The bill was like 250 quid.
Oh, shit.
It didn't do much, like.
Saturday was the
Galway... We only got one pizza, like.
The Galway game.
The Galway game, yes, we went to Galway versus the other team, and
the
it was unbelievable. I can't even. That's how heavy the weekend was. I went and saw it. It was unbelievable. It was Galway versus Cork, and it was unbelievable watching Cork people leave. No, where's Padraig? I can't see him. He's not here, right? Just seeing Cork people leave towards the end of the match because they had lost. It was a great feeling. I'm not even from Galway, but everyone in my life seems to be from Galway.
Mm.
Like, I surround myself with people from Galway, so I was just rooting for them. So I was very, very happy with that. And then we went out that night as well. Kind of made our way back from the north side over to the south side. And it was great crack. Mm. Then Mumford and Sons. On Sunday night. You went. I didn't realise you were going until you texted me.
I just said, isn't this one of the best gigs you've ever been to? It was epic.
It was really, really good. But for the whole...
I have more to tell you before 8 o'clock about my newfound admiration and kind of fanciness for Marcus Mumford.
Oh, come here. Who are you talking to? I have it as well. He's amazing.
Isn't he so hot?
But do you know what we did before we were going to Mumford & Sons? Because it was such hot weather. I wasn't expecting any of this hot weather. We got the telly onto the table, onto the kitchen table, and brought the kitchen table outside. and watch because there was a Clare Limerick match on.
Did you just use loads of M?
We are white trash. That's what we are in our house.
What's it called? Extension leads? Is it just extension leads?
No, we just plugged it in inside and it was just a long cable. So we just came out and brought it out and just kind of sat in the back garden. I'd say the people in our neighbours in the back garden probably go mad listening to Clare versus Limerick because obviously all my housemates are from Galway, but they have friends from the country as well. So they have friends from like Clare and Limerick. And there's like people in our garden go, come on, come on. And I'm like, oh, the neighbours are going to go mad at us. And then Mumford and Sons. And then stayed up for the England match as well.
Sure,
which
we got 14 voice notes from yesterday.
You didn't play all 14 voice notes,
did
you?
We played about 11, I'd say.
Did you? No way.
I loved your commentary.
Did you?
It was fun. I loved when we got the update from the reaction from the second goal live. You were like, oh, they just got a goal. Raging might go to bed. Oh, they just got a second.
Oh, Mexico's got one back.
Yeah, that was. It was like going to bed, not going to bed. Oh, my God, red card for England.
That was the best match I've ever watched.
A lot of people felt the same. Jack was buzzing after it. He was like,
I couldn't sleep. It was 5 a.m. I was still tossing and turning.
Yeah, it was like being up for like Santa or something, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Anyway, great weekend. Glad to be back, kind of.
It's lovely to see you too.
Thanks.
And we missed you.
Thanks so much.
Here's one thing to tell you.
Go on.
Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, thanks.
Respect your mother. It's Harry Styles and Dance No More on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Yeah, I'd say all the mas are loving it. As you can see at the gigs, like a lot of the merch is like just a cap that says Respect Your Mother. Yeah,
that's
and I'd
savage.
Say like, you know, when they're, there's kids giving out in the back
of the
car.
Can you imagine the mams thinking their gas go, oh, what do you think, Jane? Will I buy it?
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Go DJ. Go DJ. Mr. Worldwide himself.
Okay, tonight is the final night of the Marley Park gigs and I think we're saving the best to last because Pitbull will take to the stage tonight. He is coming back. He's obsessed with his Irish fans. Came back once a couple of years ago, was like, Jesus, these crowd love me.
Yeah, but I should come here more.
Another gig and another gig.
He's like our new Nile Rodgers.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
That's a real old joke. That's an old person joke. Sorry.
Nile Rodgers and Sheik were on like just the other day, I think.
Were they?
As well in town. Yeah, like you don't get a summer go by without Nile Rodgers somewhere in town or somewhere in the country.
It's like death taxes and Nile Rodgers playing an Electric Picnic or something.
I hope that's the case when we're in our 50s. It's like, we're off to see Pitbull again. Woo! Yeah. So look, we're getting you to all the gigs we can. There's so much obviously going on at the moment. We got you in the last few weeks to Lewis Capaldi, Florence the Machine, Keane DeCrow and loads more. But tonight it's all about Mr. 305. We want to get you there. We don't just have tickets now. We've tickets all across the show this morning. But if you want to get in, now is your first chance this morning. So what we're going to do is the usual stuff. First and foremost, message us the word Pitbull to 087-711-1038. If we call you back from a private number in the next few minutes, don't answer your phone with the hellos or how are yous.
Go on.
Instead, answer your phone with this.
Mr. Worldwide.
Okay, simple as. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I'd like you to give it a bit more than just, don't say Mr. Worldwide.
And Mr. Worldwide.
Do it the most.
He's in a meeting at the moment.
Do it in the most non-people way again, you can.
Mr. Worldwide. It sounds like you're calling someone's office. Hello, Mr. Worldwide's office.
Speaking.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Okay, answer the phone saying Mr. Worldwide and we'll sort you out with your Pitbull tickets for tonight, okay?
Please do it. Either you have to give it absolute gusto or you have to do it like a receptionist. Mr. Worldwide.
How may I help you? Get in touch with the word Pitbull right now to 087-711-1038. You have entered for your chance to win your Pitbull tickets for tonight. Don't worry, stand by your phone. We'll make that call back in the next few minutes. But for now, Dave, I have to kind of put my hands up here and say that I kind of objectified the lead singer of Mumford & Sons on yesterday morning's show.
Honestly, so did I. Like, not on yesterday's show, but just in general at the gig. My God, that's a beautiful man. That's not fair, actually.
It's kind of unfair, isn't
it? It's very unfair.
I did not know
that... No one should be allowed to look like that.
I did not know how attractive he'd become. I love now that he's like almost 40 and looks the best he's ever looked in my life. I love that, to know that like... He, you know what I mean? He's not like 21 anymore. He's only 40 and he is just a beautiful thing.
He is great, Marcus. Marcus Mumford, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's great. To the point where I'm straight, but when he did mention his wife, I got a little bit sad.
I got a bit sad as well when I did my deep dive to realise he's married. We'll get to that, but this is just a vibe of kind of how inappropriate I was about him yesterday.
Oh, God,
poor Padraig, yeah. Just exceptional the way
you
they had that crowd.
You just fancy him.
Marcus Mumford, yeah. He's had quite the glow up, that boy. You have to look him up.
Like Emma Nolan's objectifying Marcus Mumford.
No, I actually have to watch my words on air about Marcus Mumford. Oh my goodness gracious me.
Couldn't get over it. Even Jack
thought the gals were really out in yesterday's show, weren't they?
Massively. But I was chatting to this huge Mumford and Sons fan at the gig. She was a girl from Belfast who'd come down for the gig. And
how do you get talking to all these people? Like, what do you? If I had a penny for every time I didn't talk to someone, I would be a billionaire.
She was lovely.
You'd have 40 euro. You constantly talk to people.
Emma's like my mum at the airport. My mum will talk to anyone
at
the
terrifying.
Airport.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, she was really poly. She was heading back to Belfast. She's going to stay the night, and her husband was going to drive her at 5 a.m. back to Belfast because she'd be in work at 7:30 to start a 15-hour shift. But she's such a huge Mumford and Sons fan. Before they came on stage, she went, "Have you seen the glow up? He's looking amazing. Do you know about the wife? Do you know about their backstory?" And I said, "No, I know nothing about it." She told me everything.
If someone started talking to me like that much in detail about anything, I would move away from them.
I had to then follow up on what she said because I was so intrigued by the love story element of Marcus Mumford's personal life. This has been my Roman Empire for the last 48 hours.
Okay. Go on.
So Marcus Mumford is married to a lady called Carey Mulligan. Carey Mulligan is an actress. She's a very celebrated British actress. She was in Pride and Prejudice back in the day. She was in Saltburn. She was in Promising Young Woman in 2020. She only recently met the King, actually, who was honouring her for all her achievements. Anyway.
I don't know her at all.
Do you recognise her if you Google her? No?
Yeah, but she was in Saltburn. Oh, she played the Mad Aunt.
In Saltburn.
In Saltburn.
Yes. Her and Marcus Mumford have been married for many years now, but their love story began right back when they were as young as kids. That's when they first met. They were at this summer camp when they were just 12 years old, and they got on so well and like had a bit of a, obviously you're innocent, like you're only a little child, but they had a bond, I suppose. Mm. And in her diary, Carey wrote, "The nicest and kindest person I'd ever met. I'd give him a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
She admitted in her diary, "I don't think he's boyfriend material. Not that I've ever had a boyfriend, but I decided that he was not it." This was when they were 12, but they were pally and became pen pals.
That's
after
mad.
They went to this
They're
camp
both from
together.
England.
Both from England.
That's typical English. Keep it English. Don't ever talk to anyone who's not English.
So they were pen pals for years. Eventually they lost touch and there was no word for 10 years because naturally that happens with pen pals. They briefly reconnected.
Yeah, from different corners of the globe. Not from Essex to Westchester. Like.
I know, but they were kids. They were kids. I think they even moved their pen pal relationship from writing like letters and putting in the post to fax machines for a time.
Wow.
But anyway, eventually they reconnected on Facebook for a little bit before they probably got really famous and deleted their Facebooks and it all fell apart again and they lost touch for another many, many years. But then in 2010, they found each other again. She had attended a concert where he was playing in Nashville, right? And she slipped a note with her email address to his tour manager, being like, "He might or may not remember me." And they quickly began dating again. Within 5 months, got engaged and are married since. I think that's so beautiful.
That is cute.
Really, really
It's a bit
beautiful.
Like what Travis Kelce did with Taylor Swift.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring it back.
Because he put his phone number on a friendship bracelet
and gave it to Taylor.
He shot his shot, didn't he? And impressive. Look at them now. Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
I'm looking back at old photos of Marcus Mumford and he has had a serious glow.
Thank you.
Like, he looks unreal.
He was
now.
Gorgeous at the time, but I mean, is like, he's just wow.
Yeah,
like,
he looks
looking
great.
Incredible. And he just owned that crowd the other night, didn't he, Dave?
He really did. He was excellent. I have to give it to him. I only knew like 3 songs, but I still had one of the best concerts ever. Like.
I was laughing. I was saying yesterday on the show, wasn't it funny? The power in those like 3 words or that succinct statement that Marcus had. I was telling Padraig and Callum yesterday that they had gone out into the middle of Marley Park and done like an intimate kind of few songs on a microphone. And as they were making their way back to the stage, I was like, "Toilet, people are going drinks," or other people are going leave. And he just went, "And everyone, welcome, Hosier."
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Straight back.
It was huge. Mr. Worldwide. Spin. Yeah. Go DJ. Go DJ. Mr. Worldwide himself. Pitbull. You ready? Woo!
Dolly. Okay, Pitbull is coming back to Ireland. He's playing Marley Park tonight. And over the last few weeks in the show, we have been giving away tickets left, right and centre, trying to get you to all the big gigs across the city. Lewis Capaldi, Florence the Machine, Keane de Crow and loads more. But tonight is for Marley Park anyway. That's it. It's the final Marley Park gig.
You're shutting your window, so.
Oh, I'm sad. It's been really good crack. But Pitbull will play Marley Park tonight. We want to get you there, basically.
Yeah, it would be really, really good to get someone there. But they cannot answer saying hello because that would be a normal radio show and that's boring. They have to answer something very specific. There was a lot of hints in that thing we just played, the Pitbull thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope someone picks up on it.
Please answer your phone that very particular way. Win your way to Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I don't know about that
at all. The pause! The pause went on a bit.
How long was that pause?
I have to go to VAR on that.
It was connected to me via radio. Wouldn't connect for a second.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to give him that. As excuses go, that's good. Who the hell is on the phone, by the way?
It's Aaron.
Aaron,
how are you?
Congratulations. You're off to Pitbull tonight.
Thanks very much. Get in.
Get in.
Get in. Are you a fan, Aaron?
I am indeed. But we mentioned
as
a bigger fan, so she'd be delighted.
Oh, that is such good crack. Will you bother with the ball caps? Do you have them lying around? I don't have one. I'm kind of stressed. I won't get in.
No, but I might shave the head first.
Yeah, perfect. And hers too. Aaron, enjoy it. Have an absolute blast of a time. Which tune are you most looking forward to? Because for me, it'd be a Green Light. Because I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
it is. Exactly. Luke Littler's a national anthem.
It's going to be a cracker. It's going to be great, great, great fun. Enjoy it, Aaron, and thanks for listening.
Thanks very much. Well, it's made me day. Thanks very much.
We're glad, Aaron. Have a great day. Good luck.
Great. Bye-bye.
See you later. That's not it, though. We have more Pitbull tickets to go.
It's non-stop. It's every single hour on this very show, so stay with us if you want to go see Pitbull tonight.
We'll give you more chances to win in about half an hour's time. Thanks a million, Alex. On the way after 8 o'clock, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you, Dave.
Oh, go on.
I think you're kind of losing the run of yourself.
Oh, what have I done now?
Yeah, there's just a few things I've noticed over the last 2 weeks I'd like to address with you on the air.
Oh, my God. I feel terrified. What is happening?
Which obviously is the fairest way to address everything on the air.
Oh, my God.
With 60,000 people. So we're going to do that after 8.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin. When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on Emma,
Dave, and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station. Let's get it. How are you? It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Emma and Dave this morning. What's going on?
Good morning. What's happening? How are we? Happy, what are we, Tuesday? Great. It wasn't a great start to the Tuesday because if you don't know, by the way, at 7 a.m, if you're not awake, then good morning.
Lucky you.
At 7 a.m, we usually start the show by talking about my bagel for the morning. And I'll always give you a little crunch. I knew coming into work this morning that I didn't have my bagel. And I was raging because there was none in the freezer in work. And I was like, damn it, what am I going to do? So I went to the cupboard in the house and I robbed one of my housemate's bagels.
Oh, dearie.
Now, there was three.
Yeah, okay.
But I just feel bad.
I know.
I put it into the group chat like, sorry, lads, I owe someone a bagel. I don't know whose it was. It was on a shelf.
Yeah.
I said, I owe someone a bagel. I had no breakfast. No response from anyone, which means they're annoyed.
Ah, surely not.
But surely, like, it's fine because they're not going to have three bagels today.
That's dead sound of you. I've come home to being like, oh my God, thank God I have two eggs left. And I'm like, oh, the last two eggs. Great. I have to go to the shop then. Not you, but me. Okay, great.
But as soon as I do it, I'm like, no, I have to replace it.
No, that's fair.
Or
yeah.
I feel so, so bad. So now I have to go to the shop today and buy a full thing of bagels that I don't even eat because I eat a different type of bagel. I eat the healthy ones, the Slims. This was a full fat bread one.
Gorgeous. Was it such a nice treat?
It was the tastiest thing I have had in weeks.
And was it white bread as
it
well?
It was white. It was a white bread, fat bagel.
Oh, God.
I was like, this is the best day of my life.
I know you're trying your best to be real healthy at the moment, but I'll tell you something now to make you sick, right?
Go on.
Yesterday I went home from work and there was a good loaf of sourdough. And I mean a good loaf of sourdough, like not one that's already sliced, you know, like one that you get from the bakery, in like Lidl or whatever. And it was gone a little bit off because it was the day before.
You're not making me salivate yet.
Wait. I was like, there's only one thing for the end of this loaf. Cut it up and toast it all.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say I had 6 slices.
Nice.
with nice. So much real butter. That was out and ready and wasn't hard to scrape off, and it was melty and it was white bread.
See, I've kind of been
delicious.
I've been waiting for the moment because I feel like a weird thing with adults is their obsession with bread.
Yeah.
And I've never really had that, but after that bagel today, lads, oh my God. Salivate.
People think the bread is... my mom was staying yesterday and we had like a chicken and kind of, I don't know what it was. It was really nice, like salad-y bits for dinner. And I was like, well, I'm having a bit of bread with that. Like, there's nothing else going on there. And I was like, anyone else want bread? I know bread's the devil and everyone's being good. Yeah. Does anyone want a slice of bread?
Can we just start eating bread again, please?
My mom was like, bread has fed generations for years and years and fed civilization since the beginning of time. Bread is fantastic.
I love Katie.
She went real deep on it. I was like, good, I like the passion for the bread. Tricky. First and foremost, though, our first of two games with the Tricky 10 this morning for €2,000. We were just chatting to Aoife off air, who sounds very up for it and ready this morning. I'd say you had a good sleep, Aoife, did you?
I did, actually. It was hard waking up there.
So it was hard waking up. Same as me, Aoife. Same as me. And now you're stuck in M50 traffic, are you?
I'm stuck. It's moving now, so once you're not stopped there, I don't mind.
It's, yeah, I've always found that with the M50. When you're literally not moving, it's really sad. If we're even doing 7 kilometres an hour, I'm like, we're moving, we're fine.
I would rather sit in traffic on the M50, dead still.
Would you?
For 15 to 20 minutes than to stop start.
Oh, yeah.
I would happily sit there for 20 minutes if I knew that when I can go, I can go 100.
I prefer, I don't like stop start, but I don't mind a little crawl.
No,
once we're crawling together.
I hate a crawl.
I have to be the same as you because I just feel like I'm wasting petrol more and more every time I stop start.
True. Economically, it's very not true. Great either, it must be said. What would you do with €2,000 if you won it this morning?
I'm actually going to Canada in 2 weeks, so towards that maybe.
Are you going to live there, Aoife?
No, I'm just going for a road trip.
Amazing.
All right, look, let's try and get you €2,000 this morning off to Canada on your holidays to your friends over there.
My boyfriend's sister lives there, so we're going to visit her.
Brilliant. And Aoife, I forgot to ask, why are you on the M50? You're going to work. What do you do?
I work in a preschool for kids with autism.
Very cool, Aoife. Nice job.
Fabulous.
Let's see if we can get you €2,000 for Canada. Welcome to the Tricky 10. This is where we put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Nicole, currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 55 seconds. Aoife, we have the utmost faith in you. The best luck. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from
Ratoath in Meath. Aoife in Ratoath. Very nice. The best of luck.
Here we go, Aoife. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of this TV show. 8 out of what cats?
10.
What is 50% of 16?
8.
The best shot in golf is a hole in what?
1.
Dallas, Houston and Chicago are currently how many hours behind Ireland?
6.
The Roy Keane Saipan incident happened in the year 2000 and what?
3.
What number edition of PlayStation was released in the year 2020?
4.
The World Cup match between Switzerland and Colombia kicks off at what time later tonight?
2.
How many IMC cinemas are there in County Dublin? How many IMC cinemas?
5.
American comedy Young Sheldon ran for how many seasons?
9.
And finally, Chris Evans has starred as Captain America in how many standalone Captain America films?
4.
And there's your time. We got them all in just about. How are you feeling after that, Aoife?
Yeah, fine.
It was a lot going on, wasn't there? I just felt like a little bit like there was questions going left, right and centre. Even though I play this every day, I was just like, whoa, it is a lot of questions coming at you very, very fast. If you did well, how do you think you got on?
Not great, but maybe like 2 or 3, right?
Okay, 2 or 3 you'd be happy with?
Yeah, I'd take that.
All right, let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, a score of 5.
Way better,
Aoife,
than you thought. Well,
way
done.
Better than you thought. It doesn't, unfortunately, put you on top of the leaderboard because Nicole also got a 5 in 55 seconds, which is exactly what you got. So we got to go with her. But even 5 out of 10 is not too bad at all. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm feeling happy happy with that.
Yeah, good on you.
Good. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. The Roy Keane Saipan incident happened in the year 2000 and what? You said 3. It was actually 2002. What number edition of PlayStation was released in 2020? It was the PlayStation 5 and not the PlayStation 4. The World Cup match between Switzerland and Colombia kicks off at what time later tonight? You said 2 a.m. but it's actually 9 p.m. How many IMC cinemas are there in County Dublin? There's one on O'Connell Street, Santry and in Dunleary, so that's 3, not 5. An American comedy, Young Sheldon, ran for how many seasons? You said 9, but the answer was 7. I can't believe that ran for 7 seasons alone. That's nuts.
Aoife, listen, thanks a million. Have the best time in Canada. Enjoy your trip and thank you for listening.
Thanks so much.
Bye. If you think you can do better than a score of 5, well, then it's well worth dropping us over the message with the word tricky, because those Dermot Kennedy tickets are sitting there as well.
Any Rennies on the go, lads?
I know, I was kind of in a bit of
real indigestion there all of a sudden. Sorry about that. Sorry, Aoife. Put you off.
Struggling to get the words out, aren't you?
Thank God I wasn't asking the questions. What? 50% of 16 there.
As I mentioned, just before 8 o'clock. Got a bit of a bone to pick with David Hammond.
I don't like this. This is terrifying me. What have I done?
We will air dirty laundry on the show after this from Becky Hill.
Can we finally get to this? Because this has been giving me anxiety for the last half an hour.
Okay. Bone to pick with Dave. And can I just say, to add to your anxiety, I'm not the only person with these thoughts.
This isn't fair. Like, if you have to go through the proper channels if I've done something at work. You have to go to HR. This can't be aired on radio.
Dave, you are, as far as I've known you for 10 years, quite a proud Meath man.
Yes.
As soon as somebody comes on the show and they say, I'm from Meath, you say, what part? I'm from Meath, mm-hmm. Big Meath man, born and reared in Meath. You've been quite clear about, you know, your mum's side of the family are very Dublin, your granny's Dublin, and there's definitely like a Dublin connection. But Meath till I die, that's where I was born and reared. I'm a proud Meath man.
Can I just say, all of my anxiety is gone because I know exactly where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. And you had me on edge for the last half an hour for no reason. Go on, do your funny little thing.
It's not a funny little thing.
Do your funny little thing.
It's a legitimate concern about where your allegiances lie, sir. 2 weeks
Go
ago.
On.
2 weeks ago, you were spotted.
Mm.
And I have footage of this in Croke Park wearing a Dublin jersey.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know you owned a Dublin jersey, first and foremost.
I own two.
As someone who was a proud Meath man. then the plot thickens about Dave's identity. Who is he? Who is this man, this Meath man? Because over the weekend, I have intelligence that has informed me that you were in Croke Park again, but this time in a Galway jersey. Now, I just think this strikes me as a man who is quite confused.
Yes.
And a man who has lost his loyalty to his home county.
Right.
Do you own a Meath jersey?
I do not own a Meath jersey.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Do you know what? I'm actually glad you brought this up, because I've wanted to discuss this for a long time. And I could just, like, because I know there's a lot of Meath people listening.
Oh, and they're very proud.
And they're very proud.
They're very proud to have you on the show, because they say, oh, David Hammond, yeah, I love Spin.
You know your man's from Meath.
Yeah, he's from Meath. Yeah.
I can only apologise. I will say this, right? I wore a Dublin jersey 2 weeks ago for a couple of reasons. One, if Meath gets to Croke Park, let me know, I'll be there. Right? Two, my girlfriend Pippa is from Dublin.
Mm.
Her father used to play for Dublin. He has 3 All-Irelands for Dublin. Mm. If I wear a Meath jersey around that man, I won't be allowed to marry her one day. And three, all of my family, that's a lie, 50% of my family, who are the ones I would be closer to, are from Dublin. Mm. So in my head, I've always been half Dub. I move on then to the Dubs, because the Dubs see me wearing a Dublin jersey and they go, what are you wearing a Dublin jersey for?
You're from Meath.
And I go, oh yeah, fair enough, right? And then all my friends who are from the country, including Meath, go, you're a Dub. I can't win. Neither want me. Neither side want me. All the country people say, you're a Dub, shut up. As soon as I go to Pippa, she, you know me, I'm a cult. She goes, shut up, no you're not. And as soon as I say to my Dublin family or my Dublin friends, I go, oh, well, yeah, like as a Dub, they're like, you're from Meath, shut up.
And Dave's having an identity crisis. Look,
it's not my fault.
Pass it on.
And anyway, I just like Galway.
It's Top 10 Tuesday.
You couldn't miss that today now, Dave, could you?
I couldn't. I came back specifically for it.
Yes, absolutely. Top 10 Tuesday, one of our favourite games of the week. Producer Callum.
Yes, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you've got to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've had the 10 sauces in my local chipper.
It was so good, that one.
That was a fun one. Dart stops in alphabetical order and loads more. Emma and Dave, you 3 lives each this week and you're going to take it in turn to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 11 1038 and this cinnamon pass is up for grabs for each one that you get correct.
Do you know what, when he started talking about the dart stops, I only know dart northbound, I don't know dart southbound. And I know one day he's going to do that and I'm just going to have to sit back and just go, sorry,
it'd be another U2 incident.
Yeah.
Again, no, we won't have that. We're actually heading back to my local chipper.
No way!
Because today I am looking for the 10 toppings you can add to a cheese and tomato pizza at my local chipper.
Oh, brilliant. For goodness sake, this is brilliant.
For clarity, no sauces. I'm looking for toppings and not sauces. So the question this morning is the 10 toppings that you can add to a plain cheese and tomato pizza at my local chipper.
Yeah, in alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order. So A will be, so 1 will be like close up to the A and 10 would be lower down the alphabet.
Okay. It's funny because I'd be like, I'll just take the margarita. It'll do me grand.
Yeah, so that's the pizza. So, and I'll add to you as well, no sauces and no extra cheese. That's not a thing.
Yeah, okay.
They're all individual toppings. We'll start with Dave this morning.
Cheese isn't a sauce, so I'd definitely say cheese, but like, are you accepting that?
No, I said no sauce and no extra cheese.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I have it. Okay. Now, I'm curious because obviously we all want to say pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's good to get a gauge of where we are on the list because pepperoni could be number 13. It could be 13th down the list because P is quite far down the list. So I don't know what to do. What do you think?
I think start safe for now and get a vibe.
Okay, basil.
Dave.
Basil is not on the list.
What? Okay, wait, no, Dave, bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon is number 1.
Yay, okay.
Well done.
So
there,
we know it
Emma.
Starts with B. Sorry, I live on the south side, okay? And we have basil.
I live in Santry and I don't think we've heard of a herb.
All right, Dave.
I want to gauge it. Let's go pepperoni.
Pepperoni is number 6.
Yay.
All right, Callum, we'll go chicken, please.
Chicken. It's number 2.
Okay.
Let's go with ham.
Ham is number 3.
Oh, God, they're all the, like, classics, aren't they? Bacon, chicken, ham, jalapenos.
Oh, Emma.
Jolly peas, it's number 4.
Nice. That was savage guess.
So we're looking for the top 10 toppings that you can add to a plain cheese and tomato pizza at my local chipper. We're not looking for extra cheese and there's no sauces on the list.
Pineapple.
Pineapple.
There you go.
It's number 8.
Okay. Pineapple is number 8. So I'm here looking at, I just said the alphabet, wrote it out. So we went from jalapenos at 4, which is J, down to pepperoni at 6. So we've K-L-M-N-O. Ooh, onion.
Oh, yeah. That's
onion.
I will give this one to you. It's number 9.
Oh.
As red onion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're doing very well.
Peppers.
Ah, there you go.
Peppers.
Has to be.
It's number 7.
Yes.
Yay. I'm really stuck on what possibly could be number 5.
We've only 2 left. The top 10 toppings that you can add to a cheese and tomato pizza at my local chipper. Number 1 is bacon. Number 2 is chicken. Number 3 is ham. Number 4 is jalapenos. We're missing 5. 6 is pepperoni. 7 is peppers. 8 is pineapple. 9 is red onions. And we are missing number 10.
What does it say about us if, like, one of the only times we've ever completed top 10 cheese and tomato pizza toppings?
In fairness, it is an easy one.
Yeah, true. L-M-M.
I have 5.
Do you? Go on then.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, P, Q, R, S. I don't have 5. I might have 10.
Okay. Jalapenos. So after that, and pepperoni. K, L, M, N, O. It's not onion. Oregano? No, that's not. Is oregano a real thing? It's a sauce or something, is it?
I don't know what
oregano is a herb.
Oh.
Guess oregano.
Does Santry like oregano? Go on, oregano.
Oregano's not on the list.
Oh, you're so... You totally set me up.
Yeah. Okay. Need you to lose a life.
Yeah.
I do like giving it out to people to help us on this.
No, but just do it legitimately.
I want to do one more guess and then I'm going to bow out because I don't know. I want to guess number 10.
Okay.
And I think number 10 is sweet corn.
Number 10. It is sweet
yes.
corn.
John. I'm still determined to get that bloody number
five. We are looking for one more.
Pepper, pineapple, we've done that.
Yeah.
Nachos, you don't put that in pizza. Oregano's not a thing. Mince meat, you don't put mince meat in a pizza, do you? I don't know, do you? Mince meat.
Mince meat. It's not on the list.
I got him! Right, I'm out then.
I know it now. I know it, but I'm not going to guess it. I want to see if anyone else guesses it.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down, Callum, and you can say no. I'm going to bow out.
Dave,
that's my guess.
You have got it wrong.
Oh!
Go tell me then.
Meatballs.
Meatballs is not on the list.
All right.
So there we go. We are looking for one. We are looking for number 5 in the 10 toppings that you can add to a cheese and tomato pizza at my chicken. Now listen to...
At
my chicken. Now listen to this. It's in alphabetical order. So if you work it out, you might be able to see. 1 is bacon. 2 is chicken. 3 is ham. 4 is jalapenos. We're missing 5. 6 is pepperoni. 7 is peppers. 8 is pineapple. 9 is red onion. 10 is sweet corn. You have 2.5 minutes. Get your guesses in.
No sausage in your local chip.
No sausage.
That's mad.
But you've ham and bacon. It's like, that's double pork.
Yeah. You can
Sorry,
get it all
gotta
on the
side.
There's
got to be something really obvious that we're missing between jalapenos and pepperoni. That is driving me nuts. 087 711 1038. Win your way to the cinema due to our stupidity.
I really thought it'd be meatballs.
087 711 1038. Drop us a WhatsApp. Now, though, this, oh, God, speaking of chippers, it's not horns. Tastes so good. It's been. Right, yeah. Producer Callum, let's do this.
Yes,
thing.
Welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. We've returned back to my chipper because a few months ago we did the 10 sauces that you could dip your chips in my local chipper. Well, I got inspiration.
Can I ask, is it the weeks where you're just like, phone it in, prepping Top 10 Tuesday?
Surely.
No, what I love, what else is going on in my chipper?
It surely has to be him going to the chipper and taking a photo because like...
No, I go on the app.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, clever. Okay. I went and got a pizza yesterday in Fired Up, I think, out in Goatstown, and they had like any amount of toppings. So when I was like earlier on, I was just like anchovies or basil. They didn't have that on your list.
A chipper pizza is kind of basic. They only have like the minimal stuff. If you go into a different pizza place,
if it's a pizza place versus I think a chipper pizza is elite. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, fair.
There we go. So we're looking for the 10 toppings that you can add to a cheese and tomato pizza at my local chipper in Santry. The results may vary. Basically, number 1 is bacon. Number 2 is chicken. Number 3 is ham. Number 4 is jalapenos. We're missing 5. It's the only one we're missing. 6 is pepperoni. 7 is peppers. 8 is pineapple. 9 is red onion. And 10 is sweet
corn. This is driving me cracked. I even wrote out the alphabet, as you can see here at the bottom of my page, to be like, what could it possibly be between jalapenos and pepperoni?
Usually, like when we go to a break on Top 10 Tuesday and we play a song, I'm like, oh, this is probably what it is. Yeah. I didn't think of a single one.
No,
right?
I'm not.
We've one to guess.
All right, do you know what we'll do? We'll give Carly a call there.
She's going to complete it.
I hope she does, yeah. She should be there now.
Yay!
Hi, Carly. It's Em and Dave. What's the crack?
How are you, Carly?
Hi, how are you?
Right, come on. Put us out of our misery. What is number 5
Complete
in this bloody list?
Come on.
Is it mushrooms?
Oh, my God.
Nah, where take, Dave?
Meatballs, mushrooms. It has to be mushrooms.
How stupid are we? Callum, I'm presuming the answer is indeed mushrooms.
Carly, you said mushrooms. It's mushrooms!
Yes! Well done. How did that not come to us? Here I was.
Out of context. It's mushrooms!
I'm a mushroom weirdo on a pizza, that's
why. Do you like them? Okay, there you go.
I'd say people listening when I was like, JKM, mince meat, like, for God's sake, Emma. Okay, well done. Fair play to you. You're off the cinema on us.
We'll double the passes as well, so you get 2. I'm not going to send you one pass.
Nah, that'd be a bit sad. Can I ask you one more detail about you said you're mushroom weirdo. Like, how much are you talking on the pizza? Can you see the cheese or are you devouring it mushrooms?
No, loads of mushrooms, chicken, pepper, or mushrooms, chicken, sweet corn.
Oh my God, that's not a treat.
Today, that's just loads of veg.
That's a rabbit's dinner.
Thanks so much. I'm just driving to McDonald's here.
Oh God, you're having the time of your life. Go on, Carly. Thanks, Mel.
Good luck, Carly.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Katrina just said, "I can't believe I'm shouting mushrooms at the radio of a Tuesday." Obviously, everyone else got it, but us, Emma.
God, we really are silly. Mushrooms. I don't like them anyway, to be honest.
No,
so
wouldn't be for me. Wouldn't be on my radar now. Mr. Worldwide. Spin. Yeah. Go DJ. Go DJ. Mr. Worldwide himself.
You ready? Woo! Of all the Pitbull gigs over the last few years, I don't think you or I, Dave, have been to any of them, have we?
I've never seen them live.
No.
And do you know what? I'm going to play golf today after the show, and then I'm going to Pitbull, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the only person who's at Pitbull who just played golf.
Callum, you've been to some of the Pitbull gigs, yes, over the last couple of years.
He was here in March last year once, and then he announced, "I'm coming back in the summer last year in the arena." Mm-hmm. So he did three arena gigs last
year. Where did
year.
He do in March?
It was three arena. Well, he did three arena, okay. Then came back last summer in the three arena twice, and then announced the summer tour outdoors.
It did
this
seem
year.
Like kind of a genuine, authentic, like, oh my God, this crowd love me.
Like you, when you're there tonight, when he's on the big screen, if you're not that close, he will have a massive beaming grin. It's just,
he's so happy
to tour.
Fair play.
Such good crack. Okay, we want to get you to the gig. We've tickets to go all across the show this morning. We asked you to message us the word Pitbull, but you do have to answer your phone in a very particular way. So if
Vamos.
This is your phone ringing now, please do what you got to do. And we'll hopefully be getting you to Pitbull this evening. It was good, Aoife.
That was good.
It was good.
It wasn't a 10 out of 10, but I'll give it like a 6 out of 10.
Wasn't good. Try
it,
Aoife.
A bad one.
It was.
Listen again, Aoife.
All right, go again, Aoife. I like the little build up.
It's cute.
It's almost like a sneeze, what you're doing. Aoife, I've good news for you. You're off to Pitbull tonight.
Woo-hoo.
That was even
Thank
a better
you.
One. You're very, very welcome.
And who will you bring, Aoife?
My friend.
Lovely.
Your friend?
Mel.
Aoife and Mel off to Pitbull tonight in Marley Park.
Are you going
to
do the ball cap? Do you have one handy or what are you going to do?
No way. I'd be mortified.
You see, this is my problem. I'd be mortified, but I'd be more mortified to be real dressed up in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. Do you know what I mean? Look, just go and have a good time. That's all that matters. Enjoy and thank you for listening, Aoife.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Good luck, Aoife. Bye.
See ya. Okay, another chance for you to win. We'll give you the final pair of Pitbull tickets that we have before half nine.
Very exciting. Dale.
Okay.
The tricky 10. Who's ready? Our second game of the day for 2,000 euro. Someone's going to take it off us. I just have a feeling.
Nicola's there. How are you? What's going on?
Well, I'm currently standing on the Rat Mines Road.
Are you?
I have to step out of work.
Very nice. What, you don't have to dox yourself, Nicola. You don't
it's
have
a
to
long
give
road.
The location, but what kind of area do you work in? Not of Rat Mines, but like in
well,
general. What do you do?
I work on the road, so I travel around to different stores. So
oh, okay.
Currently in Rat Mines at a store.
That's good. So you're
good.
Not actually doxing yourself too much. It's not your office or whatever,
yeah.
But you've pulled in, you've stood
no,
out.
No.
In the road. I love that. It's such
yeah.
a busy road of people, especially at this time of the morning, whatever, drop offs and stuff. And it's just, who knew that that's her? She's playing the tricky 10.
That's
of all
cool.
places to stand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
And what's the crack then? Are you have taken on the tricky 10 before?
I have a while ago.
And how did that go for you?
I got 7.
Wow,
that's really
a
good.
Really decent
yeah.
score. Did you top the leaderboard
no.
that week?
I was winning up until, I think, the Thursday.
Okay.
I was a Monday player,
right.
And I got it up until the Thursday, and then someone beat me.
That's
okay.
a sickener.
Crap today.
Okay.
Well, obviously, we'd love you to win the $2,000, but Dermot Kennedy tickets. Are you a fan for this big Aviva gig at the weekend?
Yes, I am, and my partner and daughter are gone. And excluded me.
What? What do you mean?
Imagine.
Sorry,
so
that's...
imagine winning those tickets
That'd
now
be
on
deadly.
The weekend and just arriving.
That'd be so good.
So what? Explain that one to me now. That sounds like a bit of... That would be quite the problem if I was in your position.
So, no, long story short, we were on holidays 2 weeks ago and my daughter was ringing asking us, can we get tickets? And I was thinking, I'm on holidays, leave me alone. Anyway, she got into her granny's ear and her granny ended up ordering tickets for her... my partner and my daughter. Not
oh,
mention right. of me.
That's
even the
wow.
even the granny's gone.
Oh, the granny's gone, yeah.
Sorry,
oh
the neck. God. I don't care what happens. Rig it, Callum, rig it. She's got to get these tickets. Yeah.
That's unreal. Well, Nicola, you may have to, next time you get a call off your daughter when you're on holidays, you may have to just listen to her.
Oh, I know. Who listens to the majority?
Here we go. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer, you know the drill. A number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. Mm-hmm. We can only accept your first answer. And if you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard, you'll win your way to Dermot Kennedy. Hopefully better seats than your mother-in-law and husband and kid. If you get all 10 questions correctly, well, you win the tickets and $2,000. Ha!
Nice.
That's what I was saying.
That'd be really good. Yeah. You get yourself some merch.
Exactly. Yeah. The best of luck at the moment, Nicole. She's top of the leaderboard. She got 5 and 55 seconds. It's Nicola versus Nicole battle.
I like it, Nicola. Oh. Let's do this thing. 10 questions. You're going to answer them all and get them all correct. We'll give you 2,000 euro at the end of that. Here
no
we
pressure.
Go. On the tricky 10, deep breath in. We go in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is the largest standard value of euro coin?
2.
What time would it be if a 24-hour clock read 2,000 hours?
8.
In Harry Potter, how many houses are there in Hogwarts?
Oh, 5.
On Instagram, CharlieXCX has what 0.1 million followers?
3.
What is 20% of 50?
2.
How many goals were scored in Monday's Mexico v England World Cup match?
Oh, 2.
Breaking Bad spin-off Better Call Saul ran for how many seasons?
Oh, 9.
Ryan Tedder fronts a band with what number in its name?
7.
In superstitions, how many years bad luck do you get for breaking a mirror?
10.
How many shots over par on a hole in golf would constitute a triple bogey?
6.
All right, Nicola, how do you think you got on?
Shy.
thank God you're allowed to say that on radio. All right, you think you did shy. If you were to put a number on it, what do you think?
4.
Right. All right, let's do it. Let's
no matter what
up.
Happens, we need to find tickets for this gig. I won't rest easy until you're proud as punch at this gig. let's start them up.
0, 1, 2.
Just the 2 this morning, Nicola.
Oh, brilliant. So definitely shy.
The ones that caught you, there are 4 houses in Hogwarts. CharlieXCX, she has 9.1 million followers rather than 3. 20% of 50 is 10. There were 5 goals scored in that big overnight game on Sunday night into Monday morning between Mexico and England. Breaking Bad, the spin-off Better Call Saul, it ran for 6 seasons rather than 9. Ryan Tedder, he is the frontman of that band One Republic. One we were looking for. You get 7 years bad luck for breaking a mirror, and I've had bad luck for years because I always break mirrors. And how many shots over a par on a hole in golf would constitute a triple bogey? The answer we were looking for there was 3. I'm sorry, I want you to go.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to go anyway and sneak in.
Yeah, there you go. Bunk in.
Yeah.
Nicola.
Thanks a million, guys.
Lastly, how is Rat Minds this morning? Because I miss it.
Very busy.
Is it
my
busy?
Ad.
Yeah.
Yes. Very busy.
Do you know what? It's because
that's
the
what put me off.
Yeah. It's the busyness of Rat Minds. Nicola, have a fantastic day.
Do you know what you do? Just blow up our phone lines this week and get back on.
Yeah.
Just go in under a decoy. Change your name. Mind yourself.
Go on. Bye.
Bye. Okay. If you want to play tomorrow, 2 chances again ahead of us for Wednesday. Message us the word tricky. 087 711 1038. And we have to say, because Callum's panicking, obviously we don't condone sneaking into gigs. Everyone must buy a ticket.
I might bunk into Rat Minds.
Speaking of the 7 years bad luck with the mirror, I was sitting there last night, my mum was staying, just watching telly, no one was moving, and a painting came smashed off my sitting room wall.
Isn't there another thing with like salt? If you spill salt, you have to throw it over your shoulder because you've got 7 years bad luck.
Hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Obviously, the good weather is amazing and it's going to get really warm again today. But for people who have dogs, and I'm not talking about obviously it goes without saying that dogs find it really hard to regulate themselves in heat. But the other problem that people don't realise is how smelly the garden can get quite quickly.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because it's so dry out, you know. So over the last couple of weeks, I have had 2 dogs in my care. And for a while, I was thinking, when I was doing the mini marathon, I went up to the NSPCA. At the DSPCA, because I was running the mini marathon for them.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with a few dogs, and I had it in my head, I think we need to get a second dog. Having had 2 dogs for the last few weeks,
that's gone.
That idea has gone out of my head. So, my best friend's dog, she's away on her holidays. And initially when she was like asking if we were around, she was like, 2 weeks is so long. Do you want to like, would you be able to even do a few days or whatever? And typical me, I was like, it's grand. Don't be worrying about getting...
I think you are your own worst enemy.
Don't be getting any other care. We'll take her for the 2 weeks.
I'll drop you to Dublin Airport. Yeah. I'll walk you up the mountain. I'll do this, that and the other. Like, my God, the things you do for people. For what? And every time you come onto this show and you complain about it, you go, I regret that. And you don't learn.
Well, the great thing is we have loads of brownie points now because we did the 2 weeks. So, like, we've booked them in for a few weekend breaks that we have coming up for Seamus, do you know, which is grand, who's our dog. But what people don't realise is the two sets of barks. Seamus can be a bit of a barker, yes. You're going for your little afternoon nap and there is a fox living next door, so it drives him ballistic. When it's driving two of them ballistic, obviously the choir of barking gets really annoying and also annoys the neighbours, so I have to go out and deal with that and it's just very annoying. Two sets of dog hair.
Mm-hmm.
With Seamus, my hoovering has increased by about 100%.
Yeah, it's now 200%.
Now it's at 200%. You can't have the house nice for an hour. It's gross again. On top of that, you don't have four dirty paws to deal with. You now have eight.
Oh my God.
Eight dirty paws walking all over the gaff, walking all over the couch. A lot of work.
That sounds really, really rough. Do you know what you shouldn't have done? Got a dog.
My little angel. And do you know what's funny as well?
My little angel.
What I can't wait for, as much as she's a lovely dog and they get on really well, they're brother and sister, I can't wait to have him back to myself again. I really missed him because he's no interest in me really because he'd rather play with the other dog. Mm. I'm like, I really miss our moments together.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like...
That's kind of cute.
Come hang out with me again, pal.
So they are pals, the two of them?
They get on really well. Yeah, they're good pals, but they don't give each other a break. So, like, neither of them give each other a chance to sleep at night, you know, because one wakes up and the other wakes up and they're both constantly chatting. So I had to separate them over the weekend. I kicked Jack into the spare room and I said, I think Seamus needs a good night's sleep. So I think you should sleep in the spare room. He can sleep in with me for the weekend. And we're changing the sheets on Sunday anyway, so it's fine. And then you can come back into the room on Monday with
the
clean sheets.
That's nuts, man.
And Seamus, because he needs a good night's sleep. And Jack was like, as much as he's like, this is ridiculous, he was like, yeah, fair, he hasn't really had a good night's sleep really since Mila came.
I can't
they both need a good night's sleep.
For my kids to ask me for a dog and I bring them home a fish. That is not happening.
Not only double the amount of dog poop to pick up, it is constant. It's every day, twice a day, you're out picking up dog poop from the garden. And as I say at the moment with the weather, it's
a
little. And finally, double the back pain from walking two of them in one go. Seamus is a puller. It feels like you're Santa, like with a sleigh, when you've got the two of them. Yeah, it's like, whoa.
On Dasher, on Dancer.
Exactly. So that is it. I won't be getting a second dog. One is enough for me.
Yeah, I could have told you that. Mm-hmm. Zero is enough for me.
But you can't, poor Charlie.
Ah, yeah. Dog. Don't forget, RIP Charlie, my dog who died in 2024. Here's a song just for you. There's lots of World Cup news going on at the moment. One of the main ones that I'm sure is old news, but I just want to talk about it because it's been living rent free in my head the last couple of hours. That's like 24 hours, I want to say. But it's about your man. Is it Folarin Balogun? I think it's Balogun. He got sent off. He's a United States of America player.
Yeah.
And he got sent off against Bosnia. Do you know this story?
Oh my God, sorry. Yeah, I've been... Even my mom, who was saying to me last night, was giving out about this as well. It's a joke.
I know everyone's talking about it. And I know it's old news.
People don't know what's going on, so let's talk about it.
But I do have, like, not massive updates, but I'm just curious if people knew some of the things I want to talk to you about. Because obviously, usually when you get a red card, you're suspended for the next game. Trump didn't like this about his apparent best player. So before we hear what Trump did, let's first hear his take on sport.
I'm a person that loves sports and was a good athlete. And I understand sports really well. Really well.
He understands sports really well. Not just really well, really well.
He's some idiot, lads. Okay. Isn't he? Like,
and you may be thinking, why is he needed?
When it comes to like world politics, obviously, that's one side of it, right? I'm not even going to get into that. But if you ever needed to just be totally reassured that you're dealing with someone that is so silly, like all you have to do is...
I'm a person that loves sports and is a good athlete.
Wait for it.
And... I understand sports really well.
Really well.
I'd love then for him to go, okay, explain sport then, Trump, please.
So he says he understands it really well. And then he goes on in a press conference to say this.
Our best player or one of our best players, a very vital player. And he gave him a red card. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't think it meant much. Then I started hearing that means he can't play in the next game.
How many sports are there with a red card? Probably most of them.
Yeah. Like, mostly.
I didn't know what a red card was.
Except he
knows sports really well, okay? And what did he do in order to get that red card? you know,
revoked or whatever.
Yes, I asked for a review by FIFA. I spoke to a man who's highly respected, and by the way, whose level of respect has gone up tenfold.
He's talking about Infantino, by the way, yeah. Who's the head of FIFA, who's probably the most corrupt person in the world.
And that guy, the most corrupt person in the world, head of FIFA, isn't he the person that gave Trump the peace prize?
Exactly, oh, that's him. So, but if Trump said that about me, that, oh, the respect for this person has gone up tenfold, I'd be like, oh, everyone hates me. Because he's clearly lying. Mm. So he basically called him up and was like, yeah, reverse that. So what they did was, they said they couldn't, I don't think they said they could reverse it, but what they did do was they suspended the suspension. So he'll, you know the way, like, Ballerin, he was, like, not meant to play the match against Belgium there last night. He was going to have to stop, you know, play the, maybe the next game, but they were like, no, let's suspend the suspension.
So basically, after the World Cup, in a year's time or whatever, you'll get your punishment, but not during the World Cup.
It won't mean anything,
and it won't affect the game. Which I am so delighted. What happened last night?
And they did play, and he did play, and they lost 4-1.
I'm absolutely thrilled. That is the best instant karma I've ever witnessed. And like, they might, maybe they would have won, lost regardless, but still, you can't meddle with the World Cup.
But the
man.
Last player who got that this happened to was Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. He got sent off in the Ireland match, and basically they were just like, ah, it's fine, don't worry about it, you can still play.
You can still play the World Cup for Portugal, but we'll give you that penalty in like a year's time.
Yeah.
In the, because it was in the European qualifiers, so if you get a straight red in those, you get an automatic 3-match ban because it was violent conduct. Yeah.
Which would have fallen into their World Cup campaign.
Yeah, he got banned, they banned him for one match and then they suspended the other two matches because those other two matches would have been World Cup
games. But like,
games.
You can't
That's
mess
Trump's
with the rules,
other favourite
like,
player as well.
Is it actually?
Trump's other favourite player is Ronaldo, and he is now out of the World Cup as well because Portugal lost 1-0 to Spain last night. And he basically did an interview after basically saying that he thought that because he'd won the Euros, it didn't matter because he's already won
something
he already won, which is basically the equivalent. I was like, they're the totally different.
Sorry, that's one continent out of many. This is the world versus
the World Cup.
Europe.
And he's on camera like it before being like, the World Cup would be huge, you know what I mean, to win. It'd be my dream. And when he didn't win and he goes out, he's just like, yeah, I don't mind.
What a sore loser. Just go out. You've had the most amazing career ever. It's your last World Cup. Go out in a high, like, talk respectfully about your country.
It's not his last World Cup. I guarantee he'll try and get back.
Ronaldo, 4 years' time.
Yeah, the next manager, surely. Like, Martinez, I feel like, doesn't have a clue what he's doing. There's no way the next manager will get Ronaldo in. There's no way. They'll get Messi in for Argentina.
Yeah.
Because he's playing an absolute blinder.
But yeah. Argentina playing tonight
as
well.
What's the overall vibe? Because obviously I'm like a bandwagon jumper on here, but is the overall vibe on the Trump thing, as I assume, like just absolutely carnage
cheating.
And shouldn't happen?
Yeah, it's just pure cheating.
The European governing body UEFA came out and was like, this is ridiculous.
Okay. Crazy behaviour, isn't
it? It is absolutely crazy.
And even more of a reason, when there was already so much talk of like, let's never do this in America again, it's like, okay, let's never do this in America again.
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah.
Tonight is the night. Pitbull will come back to Ireland and he's playing Marley Park this evening. It's going to be a massive gig and obviously look out at that weather right now. It is glorious.
It's
what
stunning.
An evening.
Do you know what? Everyone's in sunny gear as well.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Do you see all the people who show up to work? We can see at our window here. The 9 o'clockers. They can check the weather and kind of know what the vibe is when they're leaving the house.
Yes.
We can't.
No, we can't.
Hence why I'm dressed like winter.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've been getting in touch with the word Pitbull to 087-711-1038 because we want to send you to Pitbull tonight. We've been giving away tickets for this all morning. You do have to answer your phone a very particular way to win the tickets. So let's hope for the best and get 3 out of 3 in one go.
Come on.
Dale.
Way, Sophie.
Dale.
Well done. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. That was a pretty good impression.
Dale, that was really good, Sophie. You gave it socks and we appreciate that. Sophie, congratulations. You are off to Pitbull tonight.
Dale. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Who are you going to bring?
My partner.
What's
Who's your partner?
Please be Dale.
Callum.
Okay, it's Callum. It's Callum. That's even better than Dale. It's not you. Okay.
Callum's got a double life.
Sophie and Callum, you're off to Pitbull and Marley Park tonight.
Fun.
Have an absolute blast.
Perfect, thank you.
You're going to rock a ball cap? Are you thinking about an outfit in your head? Or are you just going to go and have a bit of crack?
I don't know. We need to find a babysitter.
Oh, right. Well, Callum's available. He's not going to the gig, as in this Callum.
Yeah, it's fine.
You'll be absolutely grand. You'll work it out. Enjoy. What did you say?
I just love the way Callum's like, oh, yeah, perfect. I'll do it,
Sophie and Callum, have a great time tonight. Enjoy it. And thank you for listening. Dale.
Good luck, guys.
Dale. Thank you. Bye.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
number one hit music station.